My name is Jesse Mwai, and what a pleasure it is to be able to just speak into your life and speak into your space on what I have entitled Respect Time. The Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes, the teacher, tells us that I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. Time and chance happens to us all. And what the teacher there was saying in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 is that sometimes life doesn't always work out, or things don't always turn out the way we expect them to. We go to school, for example. We expect that maybe after school, after college, we will get a job, we will land a good job. But sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Or sometimes we invest in a business and we have high hopes, but sometimes things don't work out exactly that way. Sometimes life is just simply not fair. But what the teacher reminds us, he says that whereas there are all these inequalities and variables in life, that the one thing that is common to us all is time and chance. Now, we all don't live, of course, the same duration. We all, of course, don't live the length of time, the length of time the same. But every one of us, if there's one thing that we share, is that we have 24 hours in a day. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're young or old, we all have 24 hours. There's nobody who has 25 hours. Nobody can buy more time for themselves. What has been designated, what is designed, is that we will all have a period of 24 hours in a day. It is what we do in those 24 hours consistently that actually makes a difference in our lives. I have learned one truth and I want to share it with you. It is important to respect time, because time waits for no man. Time keeps rolling. There is no time to waste. So how do I respect time? First and foremost, understand that your life must count for something. God brought you into this world for a certain purpose and for a certain reason. And the way to accomplish your purpose is through the gift of time. You have a limited time. Never forget that time is not limitless. We all have a limited amount of time, whether it is per day or even the length of our days. Time is limited. I must learn to respect time. So I have no time to waste. Number two, that I must learn to keep time. I must learn to show up on time. I must learn to observe time, to respect other people's time. I must learn to keep time. One of the things that you find, especially in our culture here in Africa, we have developed or designed what we call African time. African time really is a waste of time. You're actually wasting other people's time. Somebody asks you, you know, maybe they agree with you, let's meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. You show up at 10 a.m., you show up at 11 a.m. Basically, what you're doing, you are disrespecting time. You are disrespecting that other person's time. And I have discovered that successful people learn to respect time. Successful people in this life, they know how to keep time. They observe time. Understand also, the third thing is this, that time is money. Time was supposed to be invested. We invest in real time. If you want a return, you must invest in real time. Whether academically, go to schools, you know, so that you invest some time in school, whether in business, it doesn't matter. Whether it's just maybe make yourself better, learning a new trade, learning a new skill, you must invest in time, because time is money. So if you waste time, you're actually wasting opportunities and you're actually wasting money. So I want to encourage you again, respect time. You want to be successful? Respect time. Keep time. Remember, time is money. And never forget that time waits for no man. Time does not respect you. You are the one who has to respect it. Time does not work according to your schedule. You are the one who has to work according to the time that you have. If there's one thing that you may need to change, you know, even from this sharing, please go ahead and change it. The day you learn to respect time, the day you learn to keep time, the day you learn to manage your time well, is the day that you put yourself on a path of great success. May the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. Please go ahead and feel free to share this message with somebody else on all our social media platforms.